Cool.
Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me.
Doo-doo-doo. All right, ready?
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. Girls, it's time for the broadcast.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of The Broadcast. Mm-hmm. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me today
is Kiana. Hello.
Kiana. There's just the two of us today.
Yes. There's a slight misunderstanding.
Because we apparently cannot do the text thing. Is this the first sign that we're getting old?
I think so. I don't know.
Here's a life lesson to you, kids. Never assume anything. Just always ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. Because we both assumed that one of us, or that each other had messaged our favorite Taryn Daly, but neither of us did. So
yeah, so she's just like,
she's like, Taryn? Yeah, sorry for you guys. And then we couldn't call her or text her. Well, we did, but her phone's acting up. So unfortunately, she's like, yeah, I made other plans since I didn't hear anything. Yeah. I'm like, oh, sorry.
So just us today.
Yep. Which is cool because we're going to talk about some awesome stuff, including butts.
Yes.
But before we do that, I should probably, as soon as I find it, give you guys the phone number real quick. It is 253-271-9343, and the email address is thebroadcast999@gmail.com. We also have a Twitter, thebroadcast999, or @thebroadcast99, and also a Facebook page. So feel free, give us a like, give us a follow, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
We'll talk back.
Yep, we will.
Maybe. Yes.
Mm. Depends.
So I talked about butts.
Yes.
We're going to talk about big butts.
Well, you kind of hinted a little bit earlier, so I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I can't lie and not talk about them. But according to science, they have figured out why men like big butts.
Why is this? Because I got a larger behind.
Yay, me too. Yeah, high five from far away.
There we go.
That's all I got going for me is the butt. Because I feel like I was supposed to be a gymnast because I have no chest, really. They say, like, the joke, I saw it on a TV show. It's like, wow, she has a flat chest, a great ass. You were a gymnast, weren't you? She's like, how'd
you know?
So that I should have been a gymnast. But the theory, as presented by the team, is that the lumbar curvature is actually a fitness-related trait. So having the curve on your behind and your back. Essentially, when a woman is pregnant, her center of mass shifts forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, like some women when they're pregnant, don't they look like you just kind of blow on them? They look like they're going to tip over. So what with having a fetus inside her that will grow the size of a bowling ball. So big butts offset the weight. So basically, if you knock a woman with a big butt, she's less likely to fall over, according to the study, and she can better forage for food.
Well, thank God for that.
So it's like, remember, like, we're back in our old, like, our ancestors when they're, you know, wearing the little loincloths and they're out, like, foraging for berries and nuts. And
so if you had a big butt, you were going to survive, basically.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's, you're going to survive and the better chance of your child surviving. Because if you get knocked over frontwards, you can land on your tummy and that wouldn't be a good thing. So if you're, you know, you got a big butt, you kind of balance it all out. but they did say they did do some science and found that men prefer the lumbar curvature over just what the study emphasized, the buttock max. So they do like that curve to the lower back going to the butt thing. So it's more than just, you know, it's more of a natural or like organic. It's not just a, hey, I like big butts because the song tells me to. There's actually
something ingrained in, you know, the male psyche that has that attraction towards it. Interesting.
Yep. So the more you learn. Moving on to the next thing, Kiana, not to embarrass anybody or anything but we've both done the online dating thing before, right?
Yeah. Couple times.
We all have horror stories of like the guys we meet and hope to never run into again.
Yeah.
Like one guy who luckily didn't know where I lived. Otherwise, he would have stalked me because he wouldn't leave me the hell alone.
Yeah.
But have you ever had like any good stories come out? I mean, obviously we're both single, but like, okay, you were a cool dude.
Yeah. My boyfriend of what, 3 or 4 years, I met him on a dating website and, So, I mean, it worked for us. I mean, obviously we broke up, but it was kind of a mutual thing. We just were on the same life path, but yeah, I mean, that was the one good experience I've had from it. But other than that, it's been pretty, I've met some good friends from it.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Like, and there's people that I'm not necessarily going to hang out with,
yeah,
like, even ever again. But, mm-hmm, like, I ran into, well, I didn't want to make it uncomfortable because he was with his now wife.
Okay.
You know, now he's married now, mm-hmm, and has a kid, so I'm super, yeah, happy for him. It just, we both knew. It's like, this isn't clicking. Like,
yeah,
you know, we'd work as friends, but we're not, yeah, this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if he wasn't with, I didn't want to make it uncomfortable. But it's like, you know, we can say hi to each other. He'll comment on my Facebook stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, you know, it's like, oh, that's a funny article or whatever. But it's never anything, like, personal or...
Yeah.
It's just, it's like, okay, cool. I'm like, you know what? We had our thing. It didn't work. And we were able to move on from it. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But I found this thing. I thought it was really funny. It's the online dating bingo about things that you have probably either saw on their profile or something that was said to you in a
okay,
in a conversation.
So that's really good.
So instead of just going listing off the ones we've seen, I figured let's actually try to play bingo with this.
Yes, we're going to attempt it.
Yeah, so get my little marker.
Here we go.
And I'm doing the online randomizer. I couldn't find a bingo randomizer thing for something this small because it's only 5x5.
Yeah.
With our free thing in the middle. So let me color that one in. So we'll see who can get to bingo first. So the first number, so we are going to do G. Damn it. G. Two.
Okay.
So G2. This is not what I mean. You should discuss those questions with me first. Have you ever had a guy or seen that posted or anything like that?
No. Nope.
Actually, I have not either.
I have not.
All right. Huh. That's a... I don't really understand it. I don't know what context that would be in.
It just seems a little standoffish to me.
Yeah. Guys can be douches. Mm. But girls can be too.
Oh.
First one... Okay, the next one is B2.
Okay.
Blank profile. Have you encountered that?
Yeah, just a blank profile.
Yeah, or even like guys that will message you with the blank profile. Yeah. Hey, baby. You know,
it's just
like,
a picture. And I'm like, I'm not going to talk to
you. It's like one picture and their face is kind of covered or it's like a silhouette. You can't really see them.
You can tell it's almost like a fake photo in a sense or it's like spamming people or stuff.
Either that or they're just, they're self-conscious. So mm-hmm. They only post one picture where they look really, really good compared to their other pictures. You can't really even tell, like, either it's blurry or they're far away or, you know, they're like jumping off a cliff so you don't see their face. And then they're like, hey, it's like, okay, you're clearly here just to bang, which is fine, but I don't want to talk to you.
Let's put a little effort into it.
A little bit.
Say something to me.
Next one is N4. Do you want to read that one?
It's not private anymore if I mention it.
Yes, it's there's certain webs or certain dating sites that will say, what is the most personal thing you're willing to mention about yourself?
Yes.
So it's just like, well, it's not private anymore if I mention it.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
It's just like, just at least be creative. Like, I think I posted once on mine, like, I cried at the end of Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Like, that is like, okay, I'll admit to that.
No, on mine I said I have a terrible fear of bears. Which I
that's
do.
That's cute. See, that's like a conversation starter.
It is. It actually is a great conversation piece. People go, why are you terrified of bears?
It's like,
and
were you attacked by a bear?
No, I wasn't. Yeah. When I was a kid, my dad let me watch like a bee horror movie. And it was about this bear that fell into a nuclear waste plant.
Jeez.
And then attacked a camping ground. So that just, I was like 4 or 5. It just destroyed my life. I'm like, nope.
No,
so,
thank you.
No camping. No, nothing like that. Nope. No bears.
See, everybody always asks, like, what part of Wreck-It Ralph? Or Wreck-It Ralph makes me tear up, too. Or what part of Wreck-It Ralph makes you cry? And it's always, I always get different ones. Like, is it the part where, you know, he destroys her car? Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. Like, no, it's when, like, at the end he's doing the bad guy affirmation.
Yeah.
When he's like, oh, yeah, I made you watch the movie and you saw me tear up.
You did. You cried a little.
And it's just like, he's like, I
might
bad.
Have shed a tear too. It's like, that's a cute movie.
Like, I'm spoiling it, so if you haven't seen it, you don't
know.
It gives
you the feels. It gives you the feels.
Skip the next 10 seconds, but it says something along the lines of, he's like, I'm bad, and that's good, and I will never be good, and that's not bad, because there's nobody I'd rather be than me. And I'm just like, that's so right. There's no one I'd rather be than me. I love myself now. It's a good one.
It
it's
is.
It's great for children and adults.
Yes.
Next one is I-5.
I-5.
What's I-5?
Photo with a car, usually at a car show, a.k.a. not theirs.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
Or when they have a, like, kind of crappy car, but you know they've worked hard on keeping it pretty or, like, adding stuff to it on the inside and outside, and they're just really rocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you, but I really don't care about cars. It's Seattle. A lot of people ride their bikes. Not that I care about them either.
Yeah, I'm not going to go for a guy just because of the car.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, if I have a Lamborghini, I'm like, I don't care.
No, I'm good. They're uncomfortable anyway.
Yeah. What? You've been in one?
Yeah.
Have you rode in one or were you just like, did you sit in one?
Yeah. That and, gosh, my uncle used to collect cars. He didn't have a Lamborghini. He had like a Mini Cooper for a while, like a real one from Britain or whatever. He had it shipped over. He had the Lotus. They were kind of popular for a while. They're really low profile. Like, you feel like you're sitting on the ground. They're little sports cars. But no, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of those type of vehicles in the area that I grew up in, so.
Well, then.
Not mine.
Yeah, just like, yeah, I don't think I'll ever have my butt sitting in a fancy-ass car like that.
No, that was enough. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't understand having a car that's that expensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, I would be terrified to drive it.
Yeah, what if you get an accident? I just, yeah. I mean, like, there's a certain car company, and I will not say which one it is, but they, because they're from a different country, they like having good posture, so their seats are very, like straightforward. And I almost bought one, and I was looking at the seats. I was like, no, thank you. I'll write it down what kind of bug or what kind of car it was. but it's just,
yeah.
All right, next one. It is N.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I don't think I hit that one. N3.
That was a free.
That's free. Okay, well, let's do another one. N. God, not N3 again. Stop it. All right, we will do G2.
G2. This is not what I mean.
Oh, it's that one again.
It's the same one.
Damn it! Okay, hit this button again. No, not again. G3 then.
Okay, I don't have time to fill out this profile.
It's this, yeah. There's people that are like, yeah, I'm new to this. I will get around to filling this out. It's like, you're just lazy. Just go to Tinder. It's easier.
Yeah.
From what I understand. I haven't really done too much Tinder.
I haven't either.
I did it just to see what it was about. Like,
I'm like, yeah.
Just for show purposes. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, now I know how it works. Cool. Next one is I-5.
I-5.
Where did I do that one? Damn it. I hate you, generator. I-4. Yep.
Yeah, we've had that.
Yeah, yep. Unwanted yep. compliment. Yep. Beautiful, yep. Sexy. Hey, you're so pretty. You're so
and you
sexy.
Know,
it's just like, okay.
It's not that I don't appreciate it. It's just sometimes it's a little too strong. And then from.
Especially the first comment. I hate it when they say babe right away. I'm like, I'm not your babe. Babe is reserved for like. There's a few people in my life where that's just their thing. Mm-hmm. Like my cousin, she calls everyone babe.
Yeah.
Like she'll call her sister babe or she'll call us babe. And I have a few guy friends that just say babe. And it's fitting because it's their thing.
Yeah.
But I don't like if you're not my boyfriend, don't call me babe. That's just my thing. Just call me Vic. Call me Vicky.
Yeah.
Call me dude, bro. I'd rather you call me dude.
Bro.
I'd rather you call me dude than babe if we're not dating. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's especially right off the bat, it's like, yeah, and it sounds very generic. It sounds like even if it's just like, hey, sexy, how's your day going? It sounds like you're copying and pasting it.
Exactly.
To every
maybe that's
girl.
The thing you don't realize is we get flooded with the same opening lines all the time.
Yeah,
it's like
girls,
10 emails, the same exact thing.
Girls, like any range, if you're a 1 to 10, you're going to get flooded with messages. And it's just.
Sometimes it's hard to catch up on everything, too.
Yeah, it's like, so, I feel bad. They're like, hey, weren't you? I'm like, oh, yeah, I was talking to you, and you did seem awesome, but, like, I got flooded and, like, lost your message in all these messages.
Or life happens, and, you know.
But it's not saying, like, I'm not saying that, oh, yeah, like, I'm getting all these messages. It's really some guys just copy and paste and send them to a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
A lot of them do that, so that's what floods your messages with. So, sorry in advance. All right, so next one is O-4.
Age is just a number. You should open your horizon.
Ugh. I don't think I've actually seen it, but I've gotten guys that are a good 20 years older than me messaging me. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not looking for someone my dad's age.
You're like, I don't want to think about that.
That's
okay. Yeah, I've had older guys, but, you know, I'm more open to a little bit older guys just because I'm a little older myself. And
oh, yeah, a good 5 years on me? Six, seven?
It's a lot, though.
But have you seen anybody post that, though?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I really haven't. They're usually pretty upfront about it, at least the ones I've come across. Yeah. So it's like, hey, I'm this age and I have kids or something, you know? It's like.
But, or then you get the 20-year-olds. I'm like, honey, I can't even take you to the bar.
Oh, I know. I've gotten those.
No.
It's like, you're 19 sometimes. You're like, you're like a 10 years on you, 11 years. I'm like, go away.
You're 21. I know it's like 4 years.
So you're younger than my younger brother. Just please go away.
No, thank you. It's like, you are very mature.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very mature, but in a different way. I've already been through that level of immaturity, and I'm a girl, so I've been way past that.
Yeah.
So no, I haven't seen that, but I had one guy get really mad at me, cause he'd keep messaging me and I didn't want to just say no.
Yeah.
Just flat out. No. So I'm just like, ignore. Like, I'm sure this is what other girls do or other girls are mean. Or so I'm just not going to reply to you.
Yeah.
I don't want to lead you on cause I'm too nice. Cause if I start talking to him, I'm going to be too nice. And he's like, why won't you reply? Or like, whoa, why won't you reply to me? And this guy was a good 20 some old years older than I was.
Really?
Bald, heavy, had a kid. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I just don't date guys with kids. That's my own personal rule. Like, I know in about 5 or so years, I'm going to have to change that rule and make an exception.
Yeah.
Because try finding a good, unbaggaged guy in their 30s without kids.
It's tough, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So it's, I know I'm going to have to change in a few years, but at this point,
enjoy,
I think I was like,
these years while you have them.
I was 21 or 22 when this guy was messaging me. I'm like, I'm just not into guys with kids. He's like, my kid's great. Bob. I'm like, no, I'm sure your kid's great. I just don't want to deal with the baby mama drama. He's like, well, I have full custody and she's, you know, it's like she gets to see him, but it's all under control, blah, blah, blah. And he just got all mad at me. I'm like, I just want to say it's like because you're, I was going to swear. Because you're a fat F who looks like a slob in all your pictures, who has a kid. Like, I don't want that kind of baggage. Like, mm-mm. I'm sorry. Like, that I want better for myself. And, like, I feel like I
Why
deserve better.
Why would you
better.
Date me?
I'm like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I have my own baggage. But it doesn't even out there, buddy.
Yeah.
So calm your butt.
Ugh.
Next one is 04. We already did that. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Give me 4. 02. I want a sporty girl. Don't you? I feel like in Seattle, you'll see that a lot. Guys on dating sites, like, I want a girl who's athletic.
Outdoorsy.
Outdoorsy, who likes to go camping and hiking. And that's, I see that a lot. So, yes, that's marking that one on there.
Yeah.
It's always intimidating because I never know.
I don't know the extent of the camping and hiking. Well, A, I won't do camping. If it's on a beach, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
I don't like camping out in the middle of the woods with, I like the coin-operated showers.
Yeah.
Like, I love camping. I'll go in the tent. I don't even need to sleep. I'll sleep on the ground in a sleeping bag. I love, as long as I'm near a body of water.
Yeah.
Where I can go swimming, like either at the beach or by a lake or something. And I have access to a shower.
Yeah. And like a real toilet as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't do that in the woods. That's just not me. I'm not a big fan of that. I need to be able to, especially if I'm going swimming, I need a place to shower.
Yeah.
Because if you're in the salt water, like a dirty lake, that's just not good. So
yeah,
you need to wash
up. The lakes gross me out more than salt water.
Yeah. Well, you got to wash up them girly parts.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
but yeah, so it's like, okay, cool, that whole thing. But I just recently started getting into hiking.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate calling it hiking because
urban hiking.
There's a park by my house. It's called Carkeek Park.
Okay.
And from where I live, like a block away, the entrance is into the trail. And it will take you all the way to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
By like where there's an actual park with like children's equipment and where you can go sit and have your picnic and have tables and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really nice walk. And then yesterday I decided to kind of walk the beach all along the way, just about a mile. And it's nice. I'm getting into that whole nature thing. But like, and I like playing sports and everything. But then it's just not, I've accept the way I look and I'm working to change it, you know, because I want to be more athletic. I do want to be like fit and I want to have good health and I want to be strong.
You're taking those initial steps right now.
I mean, by running and trying to eat better and God, all this freaking fruit.
I'm eating. Eat all the fruit. But no, I agree with you. It can be intimidating.
It's just like, okay, now do you want somebody who looks, you know, completely like ripped and fit? And it's like, how about, would you be cool? It's like, look, I'm not, you know, the teeniest of girls, but like I'm working to be a better me, but is what? Like that's what I hate too. It's like, hey, look, this is what I look like. I'm trying not to lie to you, but I don't want to show up and have a guy just get pissed off. So you don't look like your pictures. I'm like, well, I feel like I put it out there pretty well. So
yeah, that's always something that's kind of a little nerve wracking when you go do meet. It's just
look, I think I'm curvy. I don't think I'm like heavy. I don't know. So it's just like, it's weird. Like one person's definition is different than the other. So it's a little confusing. All right. So the next one is 3-5 or not 3-5. Excuse
like
me.
3-5.
That'd be N5.
N5.
I have to do it by numbers.
I live life to the fullest.
Yes. Especially in Seattle. Yeah. I love going camping and hiking and
so many activities to do in the Pacific Northwest.
It's just like, I like parasailing and jumping off cliffs and, you know, working out and running 20 miles a day. I live life to the fullest and eat my vitamin shakes. And
I'm like, nope.
I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what if I just want to sit around and watch Netflix for a whole day? Because I have those days.
I do, too.
More often than not.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go work out, but then when I come back, I just want to, like, I'll eat healthy, but I just want to sit there and watch Netflix. All right. but, I mean, I'm not saying, like, I feel like Am I living life to the fullest? That's a kind of a heavy question. Like, are you living life to the fullest?
That's a very heavy question.
I feel like unless you have all the money in the world to be able to do whatever the hell you want, you're never going to live to 100% the fullest.
But I think that's a personal thing, too. I mean, you could have nothing and say, I've lived a completely full life.
That's true.
I'm very happy with it. So it's each person's perspective on what... What fulfills their soul? What makes them happy? And you should pursue that. I don't think it should be monetary. If it's monetary to you, then fine.
Well, it's not so much money. It's like, okay, I wish I could.
If you did,
like,
you had to travel.
No, well, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Travel. Like, and we were talking about this earlier, and we're going on our trip next week.
Yes.
A week from today.
You're going to be at almost at the airport.
I'll be at the airport at this point next week, a week from today. And it's going to be a... Sorry, mind fart. Brain fart.
It's okay. There's like a glazed off stare for a second there.
Sorry, I was just thinking, I'm like, crap, do I have everything I need for the trip? Sorry, I started thinking about that. But it's like, I wish I could just go off and not have to worry about, you know, plane tickets or, you know, am I going to have enough money for food? You know, just be able to travel for a little while and come back. Like, I like to work, but it's just like, I wish I can have equal amount extended time to go do stuff.
Yeah.
That's just me. Like, I wish we didn't need money, but it's unfortunately necessary sometimes. All right, so we have N, and it better be one or two, because we already filled up the other ones.
N3.
It was N3. N5 again. N4. N3. N4. God damn it,
I hate
this.
Wait, we haven't done N4. Oh, do we do N4?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't mark it. I'm sorry.
There we go, N2, finally. Freaking A. First thing people notice, my eyes.
Yeah.
It's... Well, there's
unless
some,
they are like,
there's some guys have such pretty eyes. Like, I dated this guy briefly, and it just didn't work. I wasn't feeling it, and he got all pissed off at me after it ended. It's weird. He was just, I think, between us and the people listening to the podcast, I think it might have been him who put my name and number out there.
Really?
I think it was this guy.
Really?
Because he was pissed, and I could totally see him being a little baby about it. Like, he had, like, two sides. He was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He was like, I'm alpha male. I'm secure with myself. I'm a good man. I know my worth. And I am, like, I work hard. And I'm like, sweet, awesome. I love that. And then he'd be like, are you sure you're attracted to me? Are you sure? Like, why don't you want to kiss me? I'm like, because you have stubble and it freaking hurts.
Like,
so, but he was just like, then
he'd
go.
He had some confidence issues if he's trying to just be that macho so much.
But I could totally see him just getting pissed off, maybe drunk one day, and just like, screw this, I'm gonna put Vicky's name and info out there.
I remember that whole debacle.
That was a year ago, because it was on Comic-Con. I remember just walking around Comic-Con pissed.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I wouldn't be surprised if this guy, but if it's not you, sorry that I even think it's you.
If it is you, not cool, dude.
But, you know, he has a girlfriend now, and he lives on the other side of the country now, but he had such pretty eyes. They're like bright green, and they were just like glistening. I was just like, okay, I have to talk to you. Didn't know he was a little baby, but okay.
Live and learn.
All right, are you close to a bingo?
I'm almost.
One away. I'm one away from a bingo. All right, the next one will be G5. What is G5?
Unwanted erotica.
Well, the cool thing about dating sites is that you can't send pictures, or at least the ones I've been on, you can't send pictures through the site itself, which is great.
Because
otherwise you'd be getting a lot of pee-pee shots.
Too much.
But I did get a lot of unwanted erotica because somebody did put my info out there and asking people to text me their junk.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if that counts or not, because I didn't purposely go out.
Well, it did provide hours of entertainment.
It was. I was very pissed for the first hour or two.
Then it just got funny.
But then it happened again, but I nipped that in the bud, so I didn't worry. But it was just, it got funny after a while. But there's some guys that will post, like scandalous pictures, like, here's my happy trail.
Yeah.
I'm about to show you something else, but I don't know, does that count? Big old question mark.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here, I'll do a question mark, and if we need it to win, that can be like a free space.
That'll be, yeah.
Got it? Good. All right, next one. See, N. All right, next one better be one. 5. Okay, no, we already got that. Hate you. Redo. So we got O. 2. We already got that. Here, I'll click that again. O. 4.
Here we go. Oh, no.
We already did that one. I hate you so much, generator. Give me the same numbers. Okay, 05. Mention dating and interests and hobbies. So it's like, what are your interests and hobbies? I like dating.
I've never seen that.
I don't think I have either, actually, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
It's like, you always see, like, what are the hobbies you always see? Like, going back to, like, the Seattle boys, it's like, I like hiking, I like swimming, I like soccer, I like going to football games, I love the Seahawks, I like cars.
Yeah, it's like recreational activities. If dating like, is one of yours, then...
I like going out, but I also like
staying. That's just, like, a huge red flag right there.
It's like, I like dating.
It's like, oh, so you're a serial dater?
Which is fine if that's what you're looking for, but if you see my profile says I don't want to do that, then don't hit me up. Don't think that you're special. Like, guys think that, too. Guys think they're special, too. Girls are we're guilty of this all the time. Mm-hmm. We like to think we're special or feel special and want to be special in everyone's eyes. But guys think, like, oh, this chick's hot. Yeah, she'll totally change her rules for me.
Oh, yeah.
No. We're just a stubborn... No.
We're going to stand firm on those. Thank you very much.
All right, finally, a B2. We already did that one. B3!
Yay! I want a woman... with a sorted out past. So no baggage?
I was going to say, does that count as no baggage? Or no drama?
No.
Because I feel like I've seen that.
I want a woman with a sorted out past. Then, I would just maybe say a little bit more drama free. Not a lot of ex-boyfriends coming back around or...
Yeah, because, looking here at the rest of the bingo sheet, there is none that say no drama.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what it means.
Yeah.
Because you always see, it's like, I don't want any drama in my life.
Then, yeah.
It's like, I want, somebody with their crap together.
Which I don't either, so...
Yeah. I don't, if your ex-girlfriend's gonna come to town and try to, kill me, I'm cool. I don't want that.
No.
All right, we got next is I2, most photos wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. The sunglasses, the hat, the, ski or snowboard goggles.
Yeah, where they'll post all pictures of them snowboarding. Yeah. And you don't see their face.
It's like, I see a body and that is it.
I get that you're probably really fun, but I can't see you. And that is the first.
I couldn't even pick you out of a crowd, so.
That is the first.
Unless you show up with your board strapped on and that whole getup, then.
Here's the thing that, kind of annoys me that it took me a little while to understand is that the first rule of biology is. Mm. Physical attraction. This happens with animals in the animal world, and it happens in our world. You first meet somebody, and you can say they're the most attractive person in the world, mm-hmm. and you're going to be called shallow, but I don't think it's shallow because this is how our biology is making us react. However, if you look past all their, if they're an awful person, if they're just selfish and rude and disrespectful, mm-hmm. and you only want to be with them because they have a nice car and then they're pretty, then you're shallow.
Yeah.
But... if they're pretty and you say, oh, they're not a good person, you move on. Yeah. Or they're like, oh, they're pretty, but they're an amazing person mm-hmm. and you guys click, then that's fine. That's not shallow. That's just the first step in attraction. Because I've met some guys that are just gorgeous, gorgeous guys. And then you meet them and they're just empty little hollow shells.
Yes. Yeah.
And it same goes with girls. They mm-hmm. look like I have a friend right now. He's trying to break up with his girlfriend and she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She's really pretty. But that's it.
That's it.
She doesn't have anything else. Like, it's kind of sad. I feel really bad.
Really?
But, well, what can you do?
I guess looks can only get you so far.
Yeah, then they go away. Mm-hmm. Next one is B4.
I like dinner with friends and wine.
That's, I feel like everybody says that.
I like hanging out with my friends, having a glass of wine or having a beer. If you're an adult, that's kind of just what you do.
But so I have a friend and I was talking to him the other day and he's like, I'm like, oh, what'd you do today? He's like, oh, I went out to happy hour with my girl and some of our friends. And I'm like, oh, did you have fun? He just kind of stood there and looked at me. I'm like, so what wasn't, you didn't have a good time? He's like, it's just boring. It's like, why do people our age feel the need to, why is happy hour a thing? Like, I get the idea of getting cheap drinks and stuff, but I feel some people force it, like, oh my god, let's go to happy hour.
I think it's just a social aspect. It's an excuse to go out and drink.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd rather just drink at home, but he's like, I don't even, it's like, the girls sit there and talk, and then I'm stuck talking to the boyfriend here, and it's just literally, he's like, blah, 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 and he's like, cool. Uh-huh. Because he's like, I don't understand what he's talking about, because they have different interests. It's like, okay. But I understand that. Like, everyone's like, okay, so we're going to go do a happy hour.
Yeah.
Just like,
into the happy hour thing.
I like the cheap food options, but really, I'd rather take that money, go to the grocery store, pick up a six pack of whatever you want, or a glass of, a bottle of wine, and just like, can we all just hang out of my house?
It's a lot cheaper.
In my pajamas. Like, everybody wear their pajamas, we'll drink. We'll make food or order food, and we can just sit around and hang out. That's just my idea of a good time.
Yeah. don't know.
Well, that's just an age thing, too, as you just get older. But you are more of a homebody. Yeah. You really enjoy staying at home. But you guys have game nights. You guys do a lot of stuff at home. So.
Yeah, so it's just a lot of fun. Like, we would have a lot of parties. Right now, we're just trying to save money because
You threw quite a few last year.
Yeah, well, it seemed like August, we had a party every freaking week because it was my birthday. Then we had a summer party, and then we had a... my roommate's girlfriend's surprise birthday party. And then I remember the one weekend we weren't doing anything. I'm like, oh, well, I'm bored. Hey, so-and-so, you want to come over? She's like, oh, yeah, sure. Hey, can we invite these people? Sure. Hey, you guys want to come over? And then all of a sudden there's like 10 people at my house party. And we're making burgers and just playing games. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm okay with this. This is pretty fun. So I can't wait for summer because I want to have more parties. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm liking just kind of hanging out at home right now. And
you got a nice place. You got the perfect hangout spot.
I love it. And then you'll be living hopefully soon close to me.
I know.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
All right. The next one. We already did that. G4.
Oh, yeah. The Myers-Briggs personality.
I don't know what that is.
So if you ever see a profile and there's weird just like letters on there. You don't know what they mean. It's a type of your personality trait, like who you're going to match up with.
Okay.
And I think you have to pay to take it, because I looked it up, too. I was like, what are all these just letters in there? I looked it up, and you can take it online, and it's a personality test, so it, like, matches you with, I don't know. I just noticed it recently, because, you know, I've been doing the dating site thing for quite a while. I'm a veteran in that scene a little bit, on and off, but just recently, when I hopped back on there, I've been noticing them, so...
I don't trust any of the, there's certain dating sites where you can go on and you can take a test and it'll ask you questions. Would you date a smoker? Is this important to you? I'm like, well, I'd rather not. There's not an option that says I'd rather not, but I'm not going to, you know, hate you over it. You have to smoke outside. And if you smell, I'm going to Febreze the crap out of you. There's not that button I can push or stuff like that. It's like I feel like I'm super understanding, so those tests don't really apply to me because there's things I do like and things I don't like, but then there's a lot of stuff that I'm willing to
accept.
And it's like, okay, I have crap that you probably won't like, and you're going to accept that.
Well, that's just part of a relationship. And I think what this test is, it's really in depth. It's not just like a little quiz. I mean, you had to pay to take it. It's an actual like analysis, like who you would actually be compatible with as a person.
I'd rather just meet somebody. Like one of my favorite, like it was my favorite relationship, worst breakup. But I met the person, and you were with me. We met at a tattoo convention just randomly, and that's what I like. The dating site's fine. I was on it mainly because I have weird hours and I can't, you know, go out to bars during the week or wherever. I don't even know where the hell you meet people nowadays.
You know, I have that same problem, too, because I have weird hours, too. Uh-huh. I mean, both of us do. So it's hard to get out even just to be social anymore.
Even to make friends. Yeah. Like, I just want to make a whole bunch of buddies, like, make new friends. But that's a very difficult thing. And then having the time to do so, like, I don't have... My weekends are generally packed with stuff to do. And I don't have the ability to go and really hang out during the week. Maybe I'll try, but it's...
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can mark that one off. I will say I've probably seen it, but I'm not going to mark
it. You've probably seen it.
Because I can't really recall.
You're probably just like, what is that supposed to mean in there?
Is it supposed to be an animated whatever's? All right, so I'll do that. And so the next one will be... Let's do... B4. We already did that. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mark that one. So how close are you to bingo now?
Just one.
Damn it all. All right, we got N... No, we already did it in 5. All right, nope. Screw you! All right. Okay, we already did that. So how about we just read the rest of these?
Yeah, let's just wrap.
Because I'm done. I'm done with this.
We're frustrated with the all right, the stupid thingy. Generator.
B1 was, the first thing people notice about me is my height.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen that plenty of times. I like the tall boys.
Yeah.
But, like, when I'm on the dating site, I don't. If I see a guy and I'm talking to him, like, I won't look on purpose, like, their height. Because I don't want that to, like, influence me subconsciously. But I've hung out with guys that are not too much taller than me. And it's fine. As long as they're cool people, I don't care.
Yeah, that's definitely not a deal breaker for me. I do like a taller guy, but... Yeah.
I need somebody who can reach the top shelf for me. That's all I really want. But, I mean, I'm an expert at climbing on things. So.
You are.
B5, message me if you want to. Because usually on some dating sites, it says on the bottom, you should message me if you like long walks on the beach and pina coladas. Most people say, well, if you want to. That just sounds so like...
I lazy, have that online. Yeah. I'm like, you feel like it. Well, I'm not actively really hunting. Yeah. I'm like, if you feel like it.
I don't care. One is, we can be friends and see how it goes. It's like,
I've seen that.
Yeah. It's like, it's weird to hear a guy say that. I mean, I like to take things slow.
Yeah.
Personally. So, I don't know. And we did that. Most photos wearing sunglasses. This one I haven't gotten, surprisingly, for how much I don't reply to people. I3 is, I don't like you anyway. You're ugly/fat.
I've never had that.
No, surprisingly, I haven't either. So, all right. N1, all caps profile.
Yeah.
I think I've seen like the first couple things, but not the full one. G1 is, I spend a lot of time thinking about my future girlfriend.
If I saw that, I wouldn't stay much longer on that site.
Be like, I'm out. I'm out. Good. You're good. O1 is, message me if you want to know more about me.
Yeah, yep. I've seen that.
It's very just simple.
Mm-hmm.
O3, you're too cute to be single. I've had that. They're like, yeah. Wait, you have tattoos and you like comic books? How are you single?
Yeah, I've had that.
I'm just like, because I'm very picky, apparently. And I think that's all of them on this list.
Yeah, I think that wraps that up.
Nice. And we can post this on our Facebook page if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
We'll do one more. Should we do this or should we talk about any other things about our trip coming up? Oh, wait, no, you went to a concert. I want to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that. Like, what? How did the concert go? And what?
Yeah, so last night I went and saw Bad Religion at the Showbox Soto, and I went with Taryn.
Yay.
We had a good time, and her younger brother, Nolan, came along with.
Aww.
He was very nice. And Ben was there from the men's room, listening on the afternoons, 2 p.m. And yeah, it was great. You know, I saw Bad Religion at Warped Tour when I was a kid, so it's got to be like 14 years ago, I want to say. Long time ago. I love them. They put on a phenomenal show. They played a solid set. They sounded just super tight. It was awesome. I'm not going to cuss, but it was awesome. Me and Taryn were like reliving our youth. Because I guess I didn't know either, but she used to like kind of like listen to the same music I did. We were kind of a little like into punk and stuff like that. So we used to be like in the mix and the mosh pits, and we're kind of reminiscing on our youth as we stood back being like, oh, it's too hot in here and our feet hurt in our old age.
Were you guys, was she wearing heels or anything or just?
No, just kind of like boots, kind of.
But, as you say, like, I feel bad for the girls that go to shows and they wear their high heels. I'm like, are you
okay?
Not
that's
thinking?
Yeah. I don't not understand that.
I don't feel bad
so
if you're like
ever.
My feet hurt. Like when I go out with the girls, like even like girl nights, they're like, I'm gonna wear heels and we're gonna go bar hopping. I'm like,
have fun with that.
I'm wearing flats.
Yeah,
because screw that noise. So it's like I do not feel bad for you at all.
Yeah, but no, it was a blast. We had they played Generator, they played Sorrow, they played so many just really through all their eras, they've been around for 25 years, 30,
dang,
a long time. So it was fun. It was like total flashback of being a kid. So
aww.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for because they just announced Pain in the Grass earlier this week, and I'm super excited. Like I liked Slipknot, but the band I'm most excited to see right now is 3 Days Grace.
Yes,
because when I was in high school, so before YouTube was really a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch how I'd get my music was Yahoo did this thing where you could watch a music video, but it was this tiny little box.
Oh, I think I remember those.
And you could watch the music video, but it was almost like Pandora in the sense of it was like mixing Yahoo and Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
So it was YouTube and Pandora, I guess, because it would play that video and then it will play like maybe a commercial for a few seconds or it'll just go or a buffer and it'll go to the next video in that same genre.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I would listen to my first bands were Evanescence and Linkin Park. Because before that, I was very into hip hop and pop. And
really?
Yeah.
Like, I did not know this about you.
Back in middle school, it was all about 3LW Christina Aguilera. And
so that was quite a transition. What sparked that?
Well, like I knew, I used to listen to like a top 40 radio station. Mm-hmm. And like I'd also listen to like a techno radio station back in middle school. And I really liked techno music. So that's probably why I like EDM and dubstep now. But I'd always, at my church, like, we had, like, a group of friends, like, the three of us, and we're all Hispanic, and we'd all sing these hip-hop songs together. We had our own little group we'd sing, and...
Nice.
I'd listen to the radio station. Linkin Park would still show up on the top 40 station, because rock was not as... It was still kind of a big thing. Like, I'd still hear... I think I'd even hear, like, Audioslave.
Yeah.
Like a stone on like a top 40 station at this time.
Yeah,
like,
there was some rock in the top 40 rotation. Uh-huh.
Like a little bit at the time. Nowadays, you're not going to find it. At the most, you'll find Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Which, not really rock.
No, it's not.
It's some of their stuff is catchy as hell. Like they did a song
it's
for...
It's pop punk. But yeah. It's catchy. It's catchy pop punk. They're good at what they do. Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't care for pop punk that much. I like some pop punk. Reminds me of being a kid. I don't really look at that.
Like, I give them props for, I forget what song it is, but they did a song for Big Hero 6.
Okay.
And it's really catchy and it's really fun for the scene. So when I hear it, I'm like, okay, I'll listen to it. But Linkin Park and Evanescence was on the rotation. So I'm like, okay, I really like this. So I had, you know, either I'd buy the CD or I had a friend let me borrow the CD. And at the time, when I was a freshman in high school, I was in a digital production class. Okay. Like, I learned how to do make videos and learn, like, all
I
that stuff.
I remember those classes, yeah.
This is like, when it was all new, you learn coding a little bit. And so I would the teacher said, you can listen to your music here. And it was my only access to a computer that can burn music. So I would put all my music on the computer.
Oh, nice.
And just make my own little mix CDs, borrow friend CDs and make my mixes. So I listened to this station, like I listened to the Yahoo thing. So because I listened to Evanescence and Linkin Park, it took me to Breaking Benjamin, Chevelle, 3 Days Grace. Mm-hmm. The I Hate Everything About You was also on a top 40 station. It was everywhere. And I love that song. You know, you're 14, you hate the world, you're a little rocker kid.
Total angsty song.
Oh, so angsty. And I love it. And some of the, I got to freaking pull it up on my phone again because I love that song.
Yeah.
I still do. It's been... Let's see, I'm 25 now. It has been 11 years, and I still love that song, and I can still listen to it. It could be in my rotation, and I'd be fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited to see them, and I got to meet Chevelle a couple years ago when it came to Pain in the Grass. It was exciting. I got to go up to one of them and say, hey, I just want to thank you, because it's because you're part of the reason I work for a rock radio station.
That's cool.
And the guy, I think I was a little starstruck, so I was kind of, it's all a little hazy. I believe he was the drummer. He's like, oh my God, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, that means so much to us. Thank you so much. And it's like 3 Days Grace.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's kind of the same thing, like bringing back, going back to your youth. So
it is. It's fun to revisit those.
No, but I think this is a good place to cut it off here. I don't know. We will hopefully, if all works out well, when we are on our trip from LA back to Washington. For me, you're going all the way to LA. We might be recording some stuff for
you
guys.
We're gonna podcast it.
We're gonna attempt it. Let's see how that works.
We'll give it a shot.
See if we don't mess that up. But yeah, we don't. There might be a podcast in between. If not, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yes,
because Emerald City Comic Con is this weekend. I will be going all 3 days. I love it. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Comic-Con is my jam. I've been going since I was 18.
Yes. If you're at Comic-Con, come on out. Mm-hmm. Say hi to us. We're going to be over at the Creator's Edge booth for a little bit. Come say hi. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Go say hi to Travis. Just be like, are you Travis?
Yeah. Go ask for Travis.
He'll be like, what? What? It's like, I just heard a podcast with your name in it. It's okay, buddy.
Yep.
I'm not here to murder you today. No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Speaking of Travis, another podcast you should check out is the Blue Dart podcast.
Yes, check us out. The Blue Dart. It's a labor of love.
Is it bluedart.com or is it?
Bigcity.com.
Bigcity.com. Mm-hmm. It is a fun, it's not your typical podcast. It is a comic book on a podcast.
Yes, think of the old radio serials. Think of...
War of the Worlds? No.
Not War of the Worlds. Let's see, why am I totally drawing a blank? But anyways, I cannot think of one right now. But anyway... Yeah. So it's basically, it's a comic, it's an audio comic book.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. So it's a storyline. It's not your standard podcast. Definitely check us out.
It's funny. It's goofy. And Thrill does a voice on there.
Yes.
I do a voice on there.
Vicky Barcelona is on there.
I am not Charity Chambers. I am Charity Chambers. No. I am the news reporter.
Yes. Jessica Collinsworth.
I am Jessica Collinsworth reporting live from Big City. And Kiana does a lot of the production work on it. So it really is a labor of love. Kiana works her ass off for it. So please give it a listen. We'll post a link as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, until thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the broadcast. Until next time, guys, we'll see you.
See you later.